The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
So Ben's already told us about Revolut there launching this instant access savings account. But Dara Cassidy is with us, the head of communications at bonkers.ie. How significant might this be?
It's pretty significant because Revolut has so many users in Ireland. It has 2.7 million users. Now, not everybody will be using Revolut as their main current account. In fact, most people probably won't. But anyone who wears a user will know that it is, you know, it's got a great app. It's very, very quick, simple, easy. And I think the fact that they have now launched an instant access savings product, which offers a competitive rate of interest, but it's not the best rate of interest. We can discuss that, you know, maybe a little bit later.
Please.
It'll just kind of get people, I'm hoping, thinking about savings, thinking about moving their savings, and will really pull it up to the other banks, the three main retail banks, to improve you know, their offering. But also, Matt, it's really cementing Revolut as an actual bank, I think, in the eyes of consumers, because until now it hasn't been. And the more it's perceived as a bank by customers and users in Ireland, the bigger a threat that's going to be to the three main banks, and the better that's going to be for competition.
Yeah, because what all does it offer at present?
So at the moment, well, it pretty much offers everything that you actually would want with the normal day-to-day current account. And now, of course, it offers savings. It offers access to cryptocurrency. You can buy and sell shares. The things that it's lacking still is an overdraft. So that may not be a deal breaker for some people, but it doesn't offer an overdraft. And for the moment, it doesn't offer mortgages, but they're saying they're going to get into the mortgage markets. And they've been very, very kind of, you know, adamant that they are.
Credit cards?
Maybe a year or two.
So they do credit cards?
They do credit cards. They do personal loans. They now offer an Irish IBAN, because that previously would have been a big barrier to people using Revolut, because initially you had a UK IBAN, then it was a Lithuanian IBAN after Brexit. And then people suffered IBAN discrimination, so they felt they couldn't really use it as their main day-to-day account. But I think last year when they started offering Irish IBANs, that was a real deal breaker from them. But another issue probably is just maybe customer service, which for some people is still lacking.
In what way?
Well, it's an online-only bank. So with the Irish banks, I guess if you get bad customer service, if you're the victim of fraud, there's always that, I suppose, that safety net that you can go in and speak to someone in a branch. All of Revolut's customer service is carried out online, and that can be fine up to a limit, up to a certain extent. But if you are the victim of fraud, sometimes you want to chat to someone immediately. Panic can set in, and there's been, I suppose, some very high profile horror stories of people getting locked out of their account, having money taken and not being able to access it. But I would say, Matt, I mean, we're being naive if we think that doesn't happen to AIB customers as well, or permanent TSB customers, but I think that's probably still the issue at Revolut, that they just need to work on that.
Okay. Is it regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland?
It's not regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland here as a bank. They use a license that they have from Lithuania that they passport over here. So it's not too dissimilar to how N26, the German online-only bank, operates here. It's a German
license. Is that still going, is it?
It is, yeah, it is. I mean, they've 200,000 customers in Ireland.
How many of those are active?
Good question, we don't know. But it's funny you mention that, because actually N26, so Revolut is offering 2% interest, okay, but the instant access savings accounts up to 3.49%, but that's only on its top tier account, for which you'd have to pay €55 a month. So most people will be getting 2%. N26 is offering 2.8% on its standard account and up to 4% on one of its top tier accounts. So it is an option for people out there.
The reason I asked you about regulation by the Central Bank of Ireland is that if you have money in deposit in a bank in Ireland, you're covered, aren't you, by government guarantee up to how much?
You're covered up to €100,000, but with Revolut, you would be covered by the Lithuanian guarantee scheme.
And what's the Lithuanian guarantee? Is it as good as the Irish scheme?
That's a fair question. You know, is it as good as the German one? What would actually happen if something happened to Revolut and the Lithuanian guarantee scheme had to
pay out? Because that would be paying out for customers all over the world, presumably,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
They would, and that is a fair question.
Jeez, I think it's an extremely relevant question. I mean, if you think back at the panic that there was 15 years ago in relation to Irish Nationwide Building Society, mm-hmm. and would people be able to withdraw their deposits, and there was an emergency at the time lifting of the amount that would be guaranteed by the state, and then of course you had the unlimited bank guarantee, mm-hmm. which followed afterwards. And we don't have the unlimited one, but there are protections, I think up to 100,000 in savings, aren't there, in Irish law for Irish Irish regulated banks.
Yeah, well, anyone who's covered under the deposit guarantee scheme will be covered up to €100,000. So like I said, with N26, it's based on the German scheme. In Ireland, with the AIB, it's based on the Irish scheme.
Yeah.
And with Revolut, even though you're in Ireland, because they have a Lithuanian banking license, it's covered under the Lithuanian scheme. So you are right. Sometimes you could ask, well, what actually would happen if push came to shove? Would the Lithuanian scheme be less good than maybe the Irish scheme or the German scheme? Maybe another point, though, is that there is a feeling that the Lithuanian regulators may not be, and I have no disrespect to anyone in Lithuania, but may not be quite maybe as strict and as on the ball as maybe some of the other regulators. Because, of course, Matt, Revolut did actually want to be regulated in Ireland, but the central bank took so long to do that that they decided to use the Lithuanian license instead.
Who owns Revolut?
So Revolut is owned by a... Well, it's based in the UK, but it is owned by the... ultimately, the German... the Russian sort of founder is still a part of it. But it is based in the UK.
Sorry, it's a Russian owner.
It is a Russian owner, yes, as far as I'm aware.
Not hit by sanctions?
No, not yet, from what I can gather. But listen, whether or not that's, again, a deal breaker for people in using Revolut. It hasn't been so far, that's for sure.
Okay. There are listeners as well saying about that they have been scammed on Revolut sites in the past. Has there been a number of issues that you're aware of people getting scammed there?
I would argue, I mean, any customer is going to be potentially the victim of fraud, unfortunately, and it's naive to think that if you're with Permanent TSB or Bank of Ireland, that's necessarily going to be safer. I would kind of counter-argue, though, that yes, if you are the victim of fraud, it can be difficult and more difficult to get in touch with Revolut. But Revolut does actually have certain fraud prevention measures that make it better in some ways than other banks, you could argue. For example, it has push notifications on your spending. So if somebody starts spending your money and you don't realise it, you'll get an automatic push notification, which other banks don't have. You can toggle on and off and block certain transactions. You can't do that with most of the other banks. You can temporarily freeze your card. You can't do that with Permanent TSB. So there are some measures that are better. I would just quickly say, though, and the banks wouldn't admit to this, but the Irish banks are probably a little bit more sympathetic to somebody who would be the victim of fraud in terms of getting your money back than Revolut would.
Listener Sean in Dublin 14 says, I'm an account holder, but I'm under a lot of pressure to give them my RSI number. I've never been asked before and I'm very concerned. And we've a number of people actually texting him with something similar.
Yeah, no, that is legit. As long as you do it through the Revolut app and you're not talking to somebody on the phone, they need it for taxation purposes. But that is a legit request to ask for your PRSI or RSI number. But I have to stress, make sure you only give that information through the app, that you don't give it to anyone else.
Thank you very much for that, Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.